It's 8:40 on a Monday morning with the Musers. Big news over the weekend, LeBron James chooses the Philadelphia 76ers. They must be going crazy in Philly, so we thought we would eavesdrop on Philadelphia All Sports Radio this morning to see what they're saying. Let's bring in the Touchdown Brothers.
All right, fellas. Thank you.
All right, we'll see you later. That's you, Troy Aikman. His reaction to LeBron signing with the 76ers. And I understand the tie-in because LeBron is a Cowboys fan, but I got to tell you, man, I know he's your cousin. Could we stop having guests from Dallas when it has
Troy ain't my cousin.
No, our producer, Anthony.
He's my nephew. He ain't my cousin. He's my nephew.
And he keeps lining up all these Dallas guests week after week. I love Troy, but what?
Oh. You love Troy? He was a Cowboy quarterback. Why you love Troy?
Well, because we just had him on. I want to say nice things about him. But no, when he played, I hated him. And by the way, that's a problem that I'm going to bring up about your boy, LeBron, here in a second.
What?
Oh, he's such a homo with, LeBron's here.
Look, speaking of Cowboy quarterbacks, hey, did you see what Tony Romo had to heel toe it on a Milwaukee highway?
Oh, yeah. How about that? How about that?
Apparently, he experienced something he's experienced a lot in his life.
What's that?
He was intercepted. This time by cops. in Wisconsin.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, he was coming back from shooting like 86 over par in
some
golf tournament.
Nice round.
Let me ask you, what's the big deal about drinking and driving?
Well, you know,
it constantly. Constantly.
It can be dangerous.
I didn't know you could drive without drinking.
Especially after you have about eight beers after you shoot 85 in a tournament.
Why are these Wisconsin cops sweating people for drinking and driving?
I don't know.
That's why I'm glad I live here in Philly.
You'll get home okay. You're fine.
I'm here, right?
Yeah, you're still going. I'm still going. It's
so
fine.
Let's not be so down on Tony Romo for drinking and driving, allegedly, okay? Let's be down on him for basically being a peewee football quarterback that somehow lucked into the NFL, all right?
Somehow sound like a cable access guy on TV.
Yeah. I tell you, man. Hey, you know, hey, Romo, maybe he's an alcoholic. Who knows if that's even
not
a real thing.
I hope he doesn't have a problem.
Speaking of alcoholics, thanks for last hour's guest. We need to thank our last hour's guest. Matt McLaren came on here.
Yeah.
And thanks to him for letting us listen to him guzzle 12 different microbrewery beers for like 20 minutes. We love beer drinking.
That was cool, but again, I think he's from Dallas.
Is he really?
Yeah. Just like your guy, LeBron. I know you're excited about LeBron, but there's a major...
I got excited about LeBron!
That's all you've been talking about!
I told you it was an interesting story. I've also told you I don't think the 76ers really need this guy. He's like 58 years old.
Well, yeah.
Right? He's an attention whore.
Like that.
I don't think we need him.
But I don't care about his age. The biggest problem is he's a Cowboy fan. And it doesn't matter. Yes, it matters.
It matters.
It matters.
No,
that he's
I think
not,
it does.
That he is not an Eagles fan and that he's a Cowboys fan. I'm telling you, that's a problem. If you play in Philly, you're all about the Eagles. You're all about the 76ers, the Flyers, and the Phillies, by the way, class act.
Amen. A freaking man.
Class act by the Philly... What the hell they call him? The mascot.
The Fanatic.
The Fanatic, yeah.
How do you remember the
Fanatic?
I don't remember that.
I spaced out, but thumbs up to him. Class act holding up the LeBron welcome to town sign
very
over
tasteful.
The weekend.
It was total very
class
tasteful.
Act. But I'm telling you what, the football gods, the basketball gods are not going to like this. LeBron needs to swear that he's not a Cowboy fan.
He needs to pledge allegiance.
He needs to pledge allegiance to the Eagles.
Eagles,
the Flyers, the Philly Fanatic.
Yeah,
and
the whole deal. Did you even watch Decision Part 7, the thing LeBron did about this?
No, I didn't.
I think it was only on Buzzer, so it was really hard to get to. Yeah, I couldn't find it.
Nobody watches that.
I couldn't find it at all. So we're both voting thumbs down on LeBron.
Unless he pledges. That's what I've been trying to tell you all morning. It's not that great.
Allegiance to the Philly
teams. Right. Now, if he does that,
then we'll let him do something with the organization. I don't want him on the court.
That's what it does. I mean, we're all in this together unless you suck, and then you're going to get ripped.
All right, you want to take some phone calls?
I think we need to. Let's see what people are thinking about.
Shut your yapper. By the way, how's the recovery from the open heart surgery?
All right, much better. I appreciate you asking.
I can't believe it, man. 6 to 1 in 7 years,
but I'm doing better.
Yeah, I tell you what, man. You always getting that heart routed out.
Don't worry about me, man.
Clean that out. What kind of plumber they're bringing in?
I'll be here tomorrow ripping people, too. Don't worry about me. All right, let's go to the phones.
Let's go to, let's see. We got a whole bunch of calls.
Where we going?
Silence up, Philly. You're on with the Touchdown Brothers.
Hey, how are you two guys doing?
Pretty good, this. Pretty good, this. I'm big signing by the 76ers on the south.
I love you two guys, but you two guys are wrongs. This is the greatest things ever for the Sixers, the best teams now that we've ever had since Dox and Moses.
Oh man, they won a title. That was the last time this team won a title. This team hasn't even been close.
Gives me an L's.
L's?
Gives me an E's.
E's.
Gives me a B's.
D's.
What comes next in his name?
What's the next letter?
What is it spells? LeBron's.
This is more than stuff that I'm not really great with.
Hey, I wrote the songs for the comings of LeBron.
All right, this ought to be good.
Okay, Sal.
We's are the Sixers and we's the best. We put your team's rights to the test.
Yeah.
We's are the teams that never fails.
Oh.
'Cause we got LeBron's and Jalen's too.
Yeah, you gotta beat it out there, but I understand why you're excited, so.
Yeah.
The poor Mavericks.
Now you got a point there. They wanted LeBron.
They wanted LeBron.
They didn't get it.
They wanted to get him with Kyrie.
LeBron's for the little college coach.
Yeah, they hired a guy out of college.
Oh, you're on fire.
FAU or something.
Boo-boos for the Mavericks and the Celtics and the Knicks and the everybody.
Everybody.
Who's? We got LeBron.
Yeah.
I got one question for you two guys.
What's that there, Sal?
Do the Cowboys suck or what?
Football season!
I love it! I love it! Training camp, baby! All right, coming up next, we do Just the Stump with Justin Montemayor. He will tell us the inspiring time of when he dressed as Pete Carroll to entertain children at the sick hospital and how it was met with confusion, awkwardness, and an arrest. That's coming up next, little Dot Top.
That guy from Dallas.
All right, we're sorry for that noise out of Philly.
Dallas guest.
It's weird how they do book so many people from around here.